Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, this is Nick Catanese from Black Label Society, and you're listening to Talking Metal. Crank it up.
This is JD from Black Label, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
A stripped-down rock and roll flamethrower, the Gibson Les Paul BFG is the most powerful Les Paul Gibson has ever made. Blasted back to the bare essentials, the BFG is the Les Paul for guitarists who want it loud, raw, and wild. Two volumes in one tone knob control the sonic spectrum put out by a high-power burst bucker, three humbucker in the bridge, and a screaming single coil P90 in the neck. An innovative powerhouse, the Gibson Les Paul BFG has no binding, no figure top, no finishing touches. This gives the BFG a distinctive look that is both modern and vintage while allowing for a price that makes pure Les Paul performance available to all players. The result is a perfect storm of eye-catching style, incredible tone, and unbeatable playability, all at a great price. Check it out at Gibson.com/BFG.
Rock over London, Zurich, Auckland, Dublin, Dallas, Milwaukee, Los Angeles, Sydney, Indianapolis, Tokyo, Seattle, Paris, Budapest, Berlin, New York. Ladies and gentlemen, two men who are committed to rocking you wherever you might be, John Astronomy and Mark Striegel. Welcome to the Talking Metal Podcast. Broadcasting around the world from TalkingMetal.com and Striegel'sMusicNews.com.
Hey, it's John Astronomy. I'm hanging out with Mark. We are in Rockefeller Center right outside the Today Show.
Yeah, literally right outside the windows where they do the Today Show every morning in the Rockefeller Plaza Drive, right across the street from Dean and DeLuca, kitty corner from the Rockefeller Center skating rink. Right over there, they have the Christmas tree every year. Of course, it's not there anymore, but that's where they do it. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't believe that ice rink is still operating, and it is practically the summer.
Yeah, and it's packed with people right now. Anybody mess with your head on April Fool's?
Yes. Eric said that the violin broke in half. And I was like, oh, my God, it's a rented violin. And then he said April Fool's. So he totally got me.
Wow. Yeah, you know who got me?
Who's that?
Yarmo from Here Today Gone to Hell. Yeah. He had up on his site, which is heretodaygonetohell.com. That's the place you want to go for all your Guns N' Roses news. On his message board, he had that you were now able to vote posters off the site. And they would be banned from the site and stuff. And he had, like, E-Fish up there, like Mother Goose Forever, all these guys that we know. E-Fish, I think, actually posts on our site, too. But it was pretty funny. And I think Mother Goose Forever was the top guy to get voted off. I think that's one of the guys from Eat My Silkworms, although I'm not totally sure. Anyways, I thought it was real. I was like, this is the most craziest thing I ever heard. These poor people are going to get voted off their favorite message board.
Oh, my God. That is insane, man.
Yeah, it was funny stuff. Our friend Rick Ernst, who we've worked with on and off for many years, has a new movie out that he's been working on for years. It's called Get Thrashed.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a screener of it, and it is unbelievable.
Cool. We should get Rick on the show. You guys should all be on the lookout for that movie, Get Thrashed. It's a documentary. I was calling out people who were on our TalkingMetalForums.com, and I called Mystic Pain Mystic Pizza.
I know, because I think there's another person named Pizza Man, right?
Yeah, and then I think there's a movie called Mystic Pizza, right?
Right, exactly. It was done in Mystic, Connecticut.
And I also called Ranch on Mars. I called him Rock on Mars or something. But so some corrections on our posters. Guys, we love you. The message boards are exploding. Z-Man is going absolutely crazy. He almost has 100 posts on there.
The big news is I made one post since our last podcast, and I will be making many more in the future as soon as I settle down a little bit.
Definitely. Message boards are a lot of fun. Thanks, guys, for being so supportive. And thanks to John Casimano, a.k.a. Exciter, for hanging out with us on the last podcast. It was great hanging with you. And John Casimano runs our TalkingMetalForums.com website.
I actually was very worried the night of the Heaven and Hell show that John Casimano was abducted in New York City.
Yeah, apparently he just had the times confused. You know, we told him 6, and he thought it was 7, but I don't know.
And he took a nap that day, which is, like, really amazing because I've not taken a nap ever.
Probably. We got another live show happening this Thursday night, so check that out. 7 p.m. TalkingMetalLive.com is the website. And hopefully this will be happening. Usually what we do is an Alien Rock podcast live, followed by a Talking Metal live streaming show. So hopefully that'll be happening. Stay tuned to the message boards and to TalkingMetalLive.com for news if that is actually going to happen. I think it is, but the producer of the show, his wife just had a baby, so we are kind of just waiting to hear back from him. But it's on his calendar, I know that. So hopefully Thursday, tomorrow night, you'll be joining us at 7 p.m. East Coast time at TalkingMetalLive.com.
Let's do a toast. I am drinking, because it's the daytime, something as close to beer as I can get without actually drinking beer or non-alcoholic beer. It's Diet Root Beer, and it is from the Boylan Bottle Works, purchased at the NBC building, Rockefeller Center.
Cheers. Yeah, I'm drinking Coke. Usually I go for Pepsi, but all they had was Coke, so there you go. All right, what else we got? I think that's about it. Maybe get into some music right now. How about a little Black Label Society?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to get into Blood is Thicker Than Water from the Shot to Hell record, and then we're going to follow that up with an interview with evil twin Nick Catanese. We have an amazing interview with Nick. We've got a great interview with JD, JD's family, and Nick's family, and Nick in the background coming up later in the show. So stay tuned. But right now, here's Blood is Thicker Than Water from Shot to Hell by Black Label Society. Hey, it's John from Talking Metal. I'm in the tour bus, Black Label Society, with Nick Catanese, the evil twin. How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. Good. Hanging out with you.
I heard some amazing news that you got engaged. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I did, actually. It was 2 days ago, and I was had it all planned out. Yesterday was our day off, and we played Pittsburgh, my hometown, 2 days ago. Went awesome. And the next day we were supposed to have off. I was going to pop the question, and I found out that we had to come to Baltimore. So my plans pretty much went down the crapper at that point. And so I just asked her on the bus, and so I guess that's kind of different than a little average dinner or, you know, whatever. But yeah, so it's all good. I mean, can't find a better one. So she's the shit.
Now, congratulations, A, and B, what more of a heavy metal rock and roll way to propose is to do it on the tour bus? I think that's out of control.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people, you know, they posted it on the blacklabelsociety.com, you know, that, you know, we got engaged, and I got tons of emails. I want to thank everybody, too, from emailing me on my MySpace. I had like 18 pages of comments of, you know, people congratulating them, and you know, also to, you know, to her, people were being really cool to her, and it's just it's cool to see the people showing some love, you know, and I wish I could invite everybody to, you know, to the party, you know, afterwards. It'd be a big ass party, but you know, everything is, we're just kind of taking baby steps. Everybody's like, you know, so, you know, did you set a date for the wedding? I'm like, no, it just happened 2 days ago, right. So. But it's all good.
I think you got to have the wedding in the Civic Arena.
Yeah, we could do it there. But you know, we always thought about just a normal beach, you know, beach thing, just immediate family and friends. Because like a couple friends of mine got married, and I got dressed up in the penguin suit and everything. You know, the tux, and you know, you sit there and you kind of look around and you ask, like, do you know that person? Like, no. You know that person? No. Right. But they're eating your food, and you're spending right. all this money on something that you can spend the money on yourself, have your, you know, your parents and your best friends there, and go ride some jet skis afterwards or whatever, just have it real casual, and then save a ton of dough and then spend it on your honeymoon where you want to go, you know? So I think that's pretty killer, you know, that. But, I mean... And thank God she's into that too. So, you know, because it's always the bride's choice. You know, right. We got to go along with them. So that's it.
No, I agree with that, because there's just so many weddings where there's just people, and like the bride and groom may have no idea who 80% of the people are. And I always feel bad because, you know, at least in my hometown, the tradition was that the bride's family would pay for the thing. And, you know, it's just crazy. You're paying like so much money for this event. You're one day. What I think is important is that you guys have the people that are the closest to you, your immediate family, and go do something fun for you guys.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I just want to have, you know, of course I'll have, you know, the guys in the band and you know, my folks and everything, but just try to have a day of just to yourself and, you know, like you said, have a good time and not sit there and, like, have dollar signs in your eyes the whole time going, man, this guy that I don't even know is eating a filet mignon. It's right. like, whoa, you know. But, it, you know, that's something down in the future. Just, you know, I'm just happy with the way things are going now. So that's, you know, it's a good day.
Yeah, absolutely. How long have you guys been together?
Going on a year.
Very, very cool, man. Yeah. Now, did you guys meet back in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Met in Pittsburgh and just... I mean, she's basically, she's me. I mean, it's, if she could play guitar, you know, I mean, she's way, just way better looking, but I mean, you know, she likes the same music I like, same sense of humor, same, everything. I mean, you know, we go to a movie place, she'll get slapstick stuff, or we're like, you know, we both hate drama movies, because there's enough drama in the world, why you want to watch more, you know, but... I mean, and the biggest thing is she's the biggest supporter of, you know, of what I do. It's, you know, not nagging me of coming home and to stop this. And, you know, she's always just like, go do what you got to do. I'll be here when you get home and just have a good time, you know, and that's what you need, you know, and having her as my fiance now is, you know, to me, it makes me feel better, you know, leaving. It makes it more concrete than just a girlfriend at home, you know, so.
And you know when you come back home, she's there for you and everything is cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and like they always say, it's like time apart always, you know, makes you grow together, you know, because you're there 24 hours a day looking at each other. You're just like, God, you know, like now as you get home, there's still some, like, you know, sparks and right. everything. It's cool, you know, if you know, you play it right and you're smart and you're not a jackass, and you know, it's a good thing.
Well, congratulations, Nick. Unbelievable. And I wanted to congratulate you on another thing, is that you did an amazing show in Pittsburgh, your hometown, my hometown as well. I wish I could have came. I was stuck in New York working, but I heard it was an unbelievable show.
Yeah, and that was the first show in 4 or 5 years we played by ourselves. Like, the other times were with Ozfest, so that was just, I mean, to me, that's just not a show. I mean, this time we got the full production and everything, and packed to the gills. I mean, the place was so packed, and you know, Zach introduced the band, and, like, right before he even, you know, introduced me, like, the Evil Twin chant started,
right.
You know, I was just like,
your dad told me about it. It was amazing.
I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, like, people actually,
you can take that
cash.
That's great. Listen to this phone. Let's get it playing on Talking Metal. Amazing phone. You better check that.
You gotta love the cash.
Absolutely.
But I mean, you know, the show was just, you know, just amazing. I mean, the crowd was into it, and now it's just, I don't know, you just feel some sort of success of just saying, all right, we just destroyed this place, you know, and moved on. So, you know, have that now, you know, have a fiance, have my guitar up in the Hard Rock in Pittsburgh. I mean, things are, it's pretty crazy, you know. It's never thought it would be this way.
It's a dream come true, and what's great is all the Talking Metal listeners and now viewers have seen your Hard Rock induction on Talking Metal, and that was amazing. People love that, and let me tell you that those Black Label episodes, the one we did with you and JD, were some of our highest rated episodes ever.
That's killer. I appreciate it. I mean, I know JD does too, but, you know, the whole experience of just, you know, I never ever thought that I would get a guitar in a Hard Rock, you know, and to walk in and see it on the wall, and there's your vest and there's your name under it, and it's surreal. It's just, you know, even in the video, that's what I say, it's a surreal thing. I mean, because there's many Hard Rocks I've been to, and like, wow, I wonder what that's like, you know, to walk in and see your instrument, because I know half the time you walk into those things, that's not even their guitar.
Right, it's like just some copy or something like that.
You know, like they had a Kurt Cobain, and it was a righty, and I'm like, he's a lefty. You know, it's like, you know, but that was
that's
mine,
your guitar.
And they put it up in the case and all and everything, and it's a sweet thing, man. Everything's right now. I can't complain. It's good.
Being a musician from Pennsylvania, we are just completely proud of you and everybody in the scene in Pittsburgh, and all the fans of your old bands, High Voltage and everything, are just so psyched that you really, you know, achieved the success that you did. And congratulations to you, man. You deserve it because you're a hardworking, nice guy, rock and roll guitar player.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to hear. And, you know, I just, you know, to me, I never consider myself, you know, like the quote rock star thing. It's I always feel like the lucky punk that got, you know, his chance to play, and that's why I'm, you know, I'm always, you know, congenial with the fans and everything, because as fast as you get it is as fast as it goes away, and unfortunately the way the world is people will always remember what you did wrong. They never, like, remembered, oh, he did this cool, but this one day he was a real jerk, and he, you know, and he snobbed me. They'll always remember the bad. So it's like, even if you're having a bad day, suck it up and just for 5 minutes make somebody's day, and just be. I mean, you're getting paid to hang with your best friends, play an hour a day. What is the problem? You know, I mean, what is the big, like people with egos, I just can't stand it. I mean, it's just, you know, and going home, like, I'll go see local bands, and there's, you know, there's some people around town that do have egos, and as soon as I walk into the room, they just suddenly shut up, because they really have nothing to say to me that's, you know, and I'm the first one that would say, hey, you know, do you want a drink or something? I mean, I'm, you know, but, you know, me and Zach even talk about it. We're like, what makes somebody, you know, have an ego or a jerk? Like, I'm convinced that you're born a good person or a bad person. Like, there's nothing in your life that changes you into that. It's, I mean, I've met people that have egos that work at McDonald's. Like, if you ask for a refill of a Coke,
right,
they give you a huff and a puff, and they walk away and get your... Like, now, imagine that person having power,
right,
you know, over or being some sort of status. They would be the biggest egomaniac on the planet. But if you're a nice person and calm and respect people and know that without the fans, you're nothing. You got it made. You know, I mean, all you got to do is do your job, shut up, go play your guitar, and put on a show for the fans. That's how hard is that? It's like I don't need to be a rocket science to, you know, figure that out. You know, it's just real basic and real simple. You know, and luckily I met, you know, everybody that I've met have been sweet. You know, like going to NAMM in January, getting to meet Paul Stanley. I mean, here's a guy I had a Kiss lunchbox in kindergarten, and I'm talking to him and his son. It's like, that's insane.
And I heard that his son was psyched to meet you, Nick, yeah, from Black Label.
Yeah, and still to this day, he's wearing this little skull thing with my pick, or, you know, I mean, it makes no sense to me. It's still like Paul Stanley. Like, there's a picture, I think it was my mom or my fiance took a picture of me and Paul just talking, and those pictures are more they capture something when you're not posing, like,
right,
you know,
it's
he's
a true thing.
Yeah, you know, he's just leaning against the wall smiling, and we're just shooting a breeze, just like me and you, and it's like, that's Paul Stanley. Like, but you know, when you look at it and you take everything away, it's just us. You know what I mean? It's just flesh and bones. But this guy wrote the songs that have changed your life. You know, and it was funny, a funny story. Like, you know, I told him that I had a Kiss lunchbox in kindergarten. So, like, you know. So, you know, my fiance is like, well, I think that, you know, he kind of made him feel old, right? So we go that night, Monster Energy, you know, energy drinks, they sponsored me, and they were having this party for Avenged Sevenfold, and Sinister Gates,
right, he had a guitar player.
Yeah, he's like 20, 21 years old or whatever. I go in and I shake his hand, and he goes, man, he goes, it's really cool you came out, because, you know, you and Zach, you know, are pretty much, you know, some of the influences that made me started to play. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's like another generation.
It came back to me. Like now I know what Paul felt like. I go, okay, I get it. You know, now, okay, and God bless him, man. It's like, you know, that band is, you know, they're trying to bring back, just like we are, guitar rock and playing your instrument, learn how to play, and it's cool.
Yeah, I like it about those guys, because both Zachy and Sinister are actually great guitar players, and it's nice to see some real guitar players back in metal bands again, because for a while there were no solos and
awesome,
Nothing like that, and it's so cool to see some guitar playing musicianship back into heavy metal and rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, it's been missing it a lot. You know, I mean, every you know, CD or whatever, I mean, for the longest time I didn't buy CDs because I wasn't into anything, and you know, I'd look on a computer and see what was on, and then if I liked something, I'd go get it, but like, I'd always go back to the old stuff, listen to old Van Halen, listen to old Kiss and Zeppelin and Sabbath, and just like, you know, the thing that just blows me away is, like, still to this day, is like how Tony Iommi, how did you write those riffs?
Yeah,
like, still, like, I mean, and he didn't copy anybody.
Right.
Like, how did Into the Void come out of your hands? I mean, the most evil riff on the planet, or Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, or like, yeah, I mean, just, and he's the most underrated. Nobody even gives him the any credit whatsoever. And without him, there'd be nobody.
Right. He invented it.
Yeah, I mean, he's the godfather of the riff. I mean, the lord of the riff. I mean, it's like, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I mean, you know, I'll sit there and learn, you know, Sabbath songs and just like, man, what was going through your mind to come up with this? You know, and now, unfortunately, we live in a time where no matter what you write, it sounds like something.
Right.
Right.
There's nothing you can do about it because somebody's going to say, that kind of sounds like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to sound like Alice in Chains, or you're going to sound like Zeppelin, or you're going to sound like Sabbath. And, you know, with Zach, I mean, a lot of stuff, like, well, you guys sound like Ozzy. Well, of course we do. Right. I mean, it's like, you know, how don't we sound like Ozzy? The guy's right. played with Ozzy for 20 years. You know, it's like, come on. You know, and being compared to Ozzy doesn't suck. You know, that's a great thing to, you know, to me. So
yeah, I take that as a compliment, actually. Yeah.
Big time, big time. I mean, and it's just gonna continue to grow. And you know, I'm gonna be doing some work on my own, and still be with Black Label, kind of doing the same thing Zach's doing. Just always have, you know, Black Label as your home, but you know, I'm gonna. Be you know, working with some people, and whenever all that happens, I'll definitely be, you know, giving you the insight. You know,
that'd be great. We'd like to get an exclusive on Talking Metal.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be the first to, you know, once we get we get everybody together, you'll be the first one to get the whole scoop on it. So
thank you very much, Nick. We were really psyched for that, and we are psyched to hear your own stuff as well. And I know your phone is gone. I feel bad. You're probably getting a call.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Yeah, Johnny Cash is going nuts over here.
Well, we know you're getting ready to go on stage soon, and we're looking forward to the show. Thanks very much for taking the time out to hang with Talking Metal. We really appreciate it, man.
Anytime, buddy. Anytime. And like I said, you guys will get the exclusive on the new project, and just everybody keep on coming out to the Black Label shows. We love everybody that's. I mean, this whole tour has been awesome. So it's all killer, man.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, buddy.
Suicide Messiah off the Mafia record, which came out in 2005. A great, great track. So, John, you've been spending a lot of time with Black Label Society, seeing them play live and hanging out with them, and even went with Zach up to Connecticut to an acoustic radio show he was doing, which I know there's a picture on the site of you guys hanging out.
Yeah, absolutely. Black Label is such a great band musically, and then personally, these guys are all really cool. I am friends with some of the family members, Zach's family, Nick's family, JD's family. I don't know Craig's family, but everybody has just been unbelievable to me. They hooked me up with an amazing Black Label vest, which I wear 24/7.
Which you're wearing right now. You got the patches on there and stuff, which is awesome. The patches all have different meaning, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Each patch has a meaning, and the only patch that I am missing right now is the chapter patch, and when they were putting the coat together for me, they didn't have a New York City one, and Zach was so cool when he saw me for the first time with the coat. He said, it looks great, but he goes, you need the chapter patch. And he is going to have one actually made for me, and then they're going to FedEx it over.
Cool. And I don't know if we mentioned this, but all this stuff that we just heard was taped down in Baltimore, what was it, 2 weeks ago, right? Almost 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, actually, it was at a place called Ram's Head Live. Great venue. Just had such a great time at that particular Black Label show. It was really amazing. Hung out with the band before the show, after the show, during the show. I actually was right next to Moby, who is the guitar tech for Zach and Nick. And what was great is they were switching guitars constantly. This guy Moby is like probably the hardest working guy in any band crew that I've ever seen. Sometimes they were bringing the guitar over to me. There's a shot on the site where I'm holding one of Nick's signature Washburns, and it has a Floyd Rose on it, and it's just a very, very cool guitar. And check that out on the website.
Yeah, I will, definitely. Got a letter here. Hey guys, just checking in. Great episode with Tony Kuzminski. It's always interesting to hear people's opinions about different artists. I saw Mastodon and Priestess on Saturday. It was an excellent show. It would be great if you could get Mastodon on an upcoming episode. Priestess would be amazing, too. Also, I got 3 Inches of Blood and Overloaded off of iTunes tonight. They're both great albums. Thanks for the recommendations. Keep them coming. Yeah, definitely. That's from Kevin in Atlanta, Georgia. Kevin, thanks, man. As you guys know, Atlanta, one of my favorite cities. Overloaded, those guys are out of Michigan. They're great. We've had them on the – we had Eric from Overloaded on the podcast. And 3 Inches of Blood, we've featured some of their music. They are excellent. Love those guys. And sure, man, Mastodon would be great. I tried to – when I was over in Italy, I tried to hook up with those guys for an interview in Florence because we were both there at the same time. But it didn't happen, unfortunately. So – maybe next time they come through New York, we'll grab them. We'll see. And we're going to get back to more Black Label Society coverage with John Astronomy down in Baltimore, Maryland. And as John said, this happened a few weeks ago. We're a little backed up right now. We got a lot of great interviews coming up that we already have in the can. We got Vinnie Paul, the great Vinnie Paul. It's going to be amazing. We got Into Eternity. We got Scar Cemetery. We got Dark Tranquility. We got The Haunted. We have Bonnie from Wild Child Magazine. We have
Messiah's Reign.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Harley on his website has that the interview is currently posted, which it's not, unfortunately. So I hope all his fans aren't going through all the episodes looking for the interview. It will be soon, Harley. Hang in there.
But we have actually played Messiah's Reign on a previous episode, one of the Nolita House episodes.
Yeah, maybe that's why it was mixed up. What do you got?
We have a crazy interview, which I think you guys are going to really enjoy. It's really funny. It's me on the bus with JD, both of JD's brothers, the very famous Pat the Cat. We've got Nick in the background, too. You can hear. We've got Nick's mom, Carol, and we've got Big Nick Catanese, one of the coolest guys ever. And we got JD's two sister-in-laws as well. And it is just a very, very funny interview. We talk about JD's first guitar, and it's great. And then we're going to round out the podcast with a little Concrete Jungle, first single from Shot to Hell. Just an amazing track.
Absolutely. Check it out, and definitely support Black Label Society. Go buy their CD at the store today, or go download this stuff legally on iTunes. This is the way to do it. Support the artists, man. You got to support these guys. They're out busting their ass, so why steal from them?
Absolutely. We even put a link up where you can click on the link on Talking Metal and go buy some Black Label Society.
Here's the interview.
Hey, it's John from Talking Metal. I'm hanging out on a Black Label Society tour bus with the DeServio and the Catanese families. How you guys doing? So I'm sitting next to JD, and we've got Pat the Cat sitting across from us.
Living legend in his own mind.
The living legend. Now, we hear, Pat, that you bought JD his first guitar.
That's correct. I bought him. I'm really, you know, responsible for where he is today. You know? If it wasn't for me, he would have nothing.
Now, what do you think about that?
That's a modest remark.
Now, what was this guitar?
It was a Kmart.
Oh, I thought you said Kramer.
He lifted it. Oh, okay. He wouldn't pay for nothing for me. No, it actually bought me my first Kramer. We got the headless Kramer Voyager. Purple, and it was purple.
Nice. Back in, what year was that?
Actually, that was my senior year in high school. because my junior year in high school, because I made the honor roll. They said I'd never make the honor roll. And they said, if you make the honor roll, I'll buy you a bass. So
very cool.
Then the next market parody screwed up, so I took it back. I did. I did.
I messed up bads I can't talk about. It was in my another lifetime.
And and look where he is now today. It's with a great band and hanging out and rocking and rolling with Black Label.
Sexy. It's very sexy.
So, now, Pat the Cat, you are a veteran of hanging out in Baltimore, right? Tell us about it. You've come down here in your boat and you have a great time.
Oh, yeah, I have. We come down here about twice a year in my speedboat. We just bought it. We had it made in Florida. And we come down here really a lot, and we're so proud of my brother playing here. We wish he would play here a lot more, you know? I wish he'd get a gig in the Bahamas so then we could visit him by boat in the Bahamas. But I don't know.
Well,
maybe if he was a rapper, we'd have a better chance of going to the Bahamas. All right?
You guys are an unbelievable, amazing crew of people. We got Big Nick Catanese here. How you doing, Big Nick?
I'm doing cool, man. I'm all right.
And we got Carol?
I'm doing well.
And we got Nick hanging out in the back. What is that, your phone, or what is that?
No, I don't need to say a word.
really, nobody else does.
Yeah. He's our spokesman.
You're JD's brother, too, right?
Younger brother, yes.
Yeah.
Younger brother.
No relation to Pat the Cat,
though. Yeah. I would never admit to that in a court of law.
You can't prove it.
They're not going to show my face on TV, are they?
We can if you want.
No, thank you. No.
But you have the perfect face for radio.
It really does.
It really does.
Perfect.
Looking forward to the show tonight. We're going to let you guys take a few minutes and hang out before the show, and we want to thank everybody for taking the time out to hang out with Talking Metal.
All right. Is this a podcast?
Talking Metal.
Well, right now it's a WAPcast.
I'm half Italian too, so very good. Yeah, this is the
Italians
hanging out, but very good. And how about we get all you guys to do an ID and say you are listening to Talking Metal.
This is Pat the Cat, and you're listening to Talking Metal, all the way from Inner Harbor, Baltimore. Rock on, brother.
I kind of blew your chance. You could have said, this is the Pat the Cat show.
JD, let's get one from you, too.
Okay, this is JD from Black Label, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Am I crazy? Perfect, guys. Thank you. How about Big Nick?
Hey, man, you're listening to Talking Metal. Rock and roll.
Find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.